Welcome to the Love Truth Show. I'd like to thank first my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for this blessing and opportunity. I thank my listening audience for taking the time to listen to my show. And I also like to thank Blog Talk Radio and Google for their platform. Because this is the day that the Lord has made. We will, we must rejoice and be glad in it. I'm your host today of Love Truth, of the Love Truth Show, Kim Wilms of Purpose Driven Travel One and Love Truth Ministries. I like to sing a praise, folks. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, oh, Heavenly Father. This day you have made, we will rejoice and be glad in it. God, we love you and our honor and glory belong to you. And we say hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah to you. As we go forward today, over the weekend, this past Sunday was a massacre that took place down in Texas. And we want to send our love and prayer out to the families of the victims and the people who was in the hospital for healing and the nation as a whole. So we're going to go into prayer, and please join me in prayer and do your own prayer. But here we go. Oh, Heavenly Father, we lift up the families and loved ones of the First Baptist Church of Southland Spring, Texas. We lift them up in your precious name, Jesus. This is hard time for them, personally and individually for them, God. So we just ask that you just comfort them, only you can comfort them. We ask you to heal them where they need healing, and those who's in the hospital, we pray that you will heal their body or their womb, and that they can go be home with their family soon, dear Jesus. We ask, God, the people who decide or they think they want to hurt someone, we ask you to touch their heart and turn them from wicked thoughts into a thought of love, peace, and joy where they won't and prevent them from, as we prevent them from, harming another person, regardless of what their political roots may be or spiritual belief having to be or whatever it may be for this particular tragedy, but any tragedy when somebody decides they want to take somebody's life, they're gone. So we ask these and all things in your holy name that you would touch the heart of man around the world to think about when you hurt someone, you're hurting not only them, you're hurting their family, you're hurting your own personal family. And most importantly, they're hurting the family of God. They're hurting you, God. So we ask that they think twice. If they love you, why would they want to harm someone? So we ask these are all things in your holy name, dear Jesus. Now, as you go into our program today, the program is based on, again, continue what God loves mean to me, but to deal with truth and living wisely, as I share my truth, as a place in order to order our life change. We all got to order life change in our own personal life, regardless what they may be, what area it might be, but we all can change. You know, we look at the tragedy of the weekend, we need change as a nation, change as a society, change as the world as a whole. God is love, peace, and joy. There's no way you can say you care for somebody, love somebody, even love yourself, and you want to harm anyone for any reason beyond our imagination. It's for any reason. So we have to start living a wise life, a life that's going to promote health in our own body, home, family, community, society, the world as a whole, as in our own belief system. You know, this is a Christian network, as far as I'm broadcasting on Blog Talk. I mean, you click underneath Christianity, you see Love Truth. And they got different platforms for different belief systems. But this is sisters and brothers in Christ that was home this Sunday for a reason I don't know. And I don't know if people at the congregation have any idea or law enforcement officer know. But either way, they even had an idea. Still, give nobody the right to want to harm anyone. Today is 13 years. I have a loved one who had dealt with domestic violence, which placed her in a wheelchair. We in the family so hope and believe that God will lift out the wheelchair, but we know his day, his time, his way. Because if somebody don't love you no more, might like you no longer and love you no more, doesn't give you the right to want to end someone's life. And this particular case, my niece, she still has her life. She's still breathing and walking. I mean, still breathing, but her life far as walking no longer had changed at this particular time. And I'm not going to say permanently, because I believe all things possible through Jesus Christ. But no one has the right to do that. You know, we may not like everything somebody say, everybody ideas in life, then let's move on. You might have said something, did something, I didn't like what you did, but they didn't take your life. I said, don't take nobody's life. Think twice. Think what that means for that person, for yourself, for your family. Even more deeper than even with that, that's just serious, because we're living in this realm. But as believers, we know there's life and death in our words, and there's life and death in our action. You know, if you're a believer, how can you even think about harming somebody with our words, harming somebody physically, while they be beating up on somebody, or actually took some form of fashion trying to end somebody's life? We have to think. And then we have to answer for that, because you will reap what you sow and sow what you reap. And we know there's life. And then you got to think about how did God see it? And will you have life eternally with him? You know, as believers, we believe all who confess Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior is saved. But do you really want to put your life in jeopardy or have eternal life because you decide you want to take somebody's life or you decide you want to harm somebody? So you need to think about that. So anyway, today is about, again, living wisely. Only part of my beginning of my thing, I like to talk, this is part of my praise part. Make a joyful noise unto God, O ye land. Sing forth the honor of his name. Make his praises glorious. That's Psalms 66 and Psalms 105. And I only did from Psalms, I only did the first verse. From Psalm 105, I'm doing the first couple verses. It says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deed among the people. Sing unto him. Sing songs unto him. Talk ye of his wondrous work. Glory ye is his holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice and seek the Lord. Seek the Lord in his strength. Seek his face. Evermore. Remember his marvelous work that he has done, his wonders, and his judgment of his mouth. And that's from Psalms 105, verse 1 through 5. You know, we got to meditate and think about the goodness of God and lift him up in praise and worship him. If we think about his marvelous work, we'll praise him and we worship him. We go into song and lift him up. You know, like I said, this is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. We think about the goodness he has done in our own personal lives of being our Lord and our Savior and our Redeemer. We think about how God so loved the world. He sent his only begotten Son. That all that believe in him will have everlasting life. When you believe in him, and you have to believe there's love and there's hope and there's meaning, you have to change. And the first part of change is knowing that we all miss the mark. And we must come to a throne room and confess our sins and ask him into our heart to be our Lord and Savior. Because we all miss the mark. We all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Some people may not understand it because we're born in this realm. And because of the fall of man, only way we can get back in fellowship and proper relationship and do a perfect blood sacrifice, and that's the precious name of God, and that's Jesus. God incarnate, God in the flesh for us. And nobody else can speak that and say that, done that for you. But he did it for you. He done it for you, and he's doing it for each one of us. He had done it for each one of us. So even once he hadn't been born yet, it's already been, all they got to do is receive it when they arrive and, you know, at that proper age when they're able to. We're going to go into, I'm going to read scripture, Ephesians from two books, Ephesians 5:15-28. I'm going to do the Message Bible, then I'm also going to go to the King James Bible. I'm doing my piece by piece. This is living wisely. Okay, for me, well, something from verse 11, for me, the messenger. It says, don't waste your time on useless work, mere busy work. The burning pursuit of darkness, expose these things for the shame they are. It's a scandal when people waste their lives on things they must do in the darkness where no one will see. Rip the cover off those faults and see how attractive they look in the light of Christ. Wake up from your sleep. Climb out of your coffin. Christ will show you the light. See the light. So watch your step. Use your head. Make the most of every chance you get. These are desperate times. Don't live carelessly, unthankfully, making sure, understanding what the master wants. Don't drink too much wine that cheapens your life. Drink the Spirit of God. Hug drought of Him. Sing hymns instead of drinking songs. Sing songs from your heart to Christ. Sing praises over everything. Any excuses for a song to God the Father in the name of our Master, Jesus Christ. Out of respect of Christ, be courtesy, reverent to one another. Wives, understand, support your husband in ways that show your support for Christ. Husband, provide leadership to his wife the way God, Christ does to his church, not by dominion, by cherishing. So just as church submit to Christ as he exercised such leadership, wives shall likewise submit to thy husband. Husband, go all out in your love for your wives, exactly as Christ did for the church. A love marked by giving, not getting. Christ's love makes the church whole. His word invokes her beauty. Everything he does and say is designed to bring the best out of her, dressing her in dazzling white silk, radiant with holiness. And that is how husbands ought to love their wives. They're really doing themselves a favor since they're already one in marriage. Now, Ephesians in King James Version, see then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. Redeem the time, because the day are evil. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourself in songs and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melodies in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting yourself one to another in the fear of God. Why submit yourselves unto your own husband as unto the Lord? For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church. He is the Savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husband in everything. Husband, love your wives even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. So we know we got to walk is love. Walk in love, walk in peace, walk in joy. And not to be busybody. Doing good work that can uplift the body of Christ, that can uplift your loved ones, your family, your friends, your acquaintance. Husbands uplifting their wives, wives uplifting their husbands, and same uplifting their children. Make a difference. For what you do in darkness, you want to reflect goodness that will shine light to it. Because what's done in darkness, the old words say, will reveal itself. So you want to reveal that you're doing good work. You know, a husband home beating up on his wife, or vice versa, her wife beating up on her husband, it's going to come up sooner or later in some form or some fashion. So walk in love, peace, and joy towards one another. If you're not going to walk towards love, peace, and joy one another, then why be girlfriend and boyfriend? Why be husband and wife? Why even go and decide you want to have children? If you're already pregnant, then you need to not have an abortion, but go and give your child for adoption to a loving family. But don't harm a child. Don't harm an elder person. Don't harm anyone. Walk in love. Walk in respect. And we have to be awake. And this is the evil times. They've been saying it for years, but it is. And so we got to keep our eyes open to the hills where our help comes from. By living wisely, that means we meditate on the word of God. And we seek his face, his love, and we ask. We ask him as we do in our prayer. And we know when he asks, but we have to believe what we ask him for. And stand on his word. You have to believe in his word, first of all. And once you believe in his word, you know all things are possible. And then you journal how you're going to carry out his word throughout your day, week, month, and year. And as you meditate on it, as you speak life and love of it and into the atmosphere and to one another, you will see change within yourself. It's easy to ask other people to change, but we change ourselves, then we can make life better for ourselves. Then, in turn, it will look better for everybody else who wants to be on the same page as you, who's looking for, seeking God, faith, love, seeking life, life, and liberty. And now I know everybody might be around, might not be seeking the same thing you seeking, that is good, pure joy, love. But you wouldn't be able to be in the same presence. They would have to either have to move out, leave you alone, don't want to be in your presence. But you operate in that love because you representing the kingdom of God. You representing Christ's love in the world. You're the arms, the hands, the feet, the toes, the tongue, the eyes, the people see. So be a breath of light, a breath of sunshine. Every chance we get is to live for God. Be thirsty for him. Seek him. That's the first step. I'm living wisely, like he said. Seek the kingdom of God with all our heart, soul, spirit, and mind. And God is a jealous God, so we must seek him. We get in the habit of seeking him daily and throughout the day. It's not just in the morning time when you wake up or when you go to bed. Throughout the day, when you're at work, home, school, whatever, got your own business. Nobody knows what you're saying in your mind as you're walking by. And if they do hear a little praise, a little worship, it's between you and God. They might look at you funny, but you worship the God that gave you life, that gave you breath, that woke you up this morning. So we're talking about living wisely. Let's take a deep breath. Let it out. Take another deep breath. Let it out. Release it. Put a smile on your face. And let's think about the goodness of God. And think about, this is the new day. It is a new day. Yesterday, Monday. But it's a new day in so many ways. A new moment in time. It was 1:05 a minute ago. And then it's 11:05 Eastern Standard Time a minute ago. But now it's 1:06. But actually it's 1:19. I don't know why I got my... I'm looking at the day's day. But it's 1:19, but it was 1:18. So every moment, every minute, we can change. We can truly change. And I'm working on changing. Doesn't matter how good you may be, how life may be wonderful for you. It's always an area we can change, an area we can do different, or a new activity we can put on. I do this, that, for God. And the first thing to do is be willing to seek Him. We're willing to speak up for Him. He will need us to, but sometimes we think quiet. We're afraid to say yes, Jesus, or say His name out in public because you're worried about who's going to hear you or see you, or you're in the restaurant, and for you gobble something down. It can be a McDonald's restaurant, or you can be in a drive-thru or a fancy restaurant. You can put them in your mouth, and you're afraid somebody see you bow your head in prayer. Lifting them up, you're praying to God who gave you strength. Or when you get your prayer, you're saying, thank you, Jesus. You get to tell her the check and she gave you money. You're saying thanks to her, but you say, oh, thank you, Father God. Every chance you get, you're saying thanks. It's not about them, how they look at you. It's about living wisely. And the first step is seeking Him, believing Him. It gives Him all the praise and all the glory in the things we do in our own personal life. In our own personal life. I'm going to read James. I'm just going to read James, King James Version, James 3, verse 13, chapter 3, verse 13 through 18. Who is a wise man? Endure with knowledge among you. Let him show out of a good conversation his work with meekness or wisdom. But if ye have bitter envy and strife in your heart, glory not, lie not against the truth. This wisdom descends not from above, but is earthly, sensual, devilish. For where envy and strife is, there is confusion in every evil work. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceful, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruit, without partiality and without hypocriticism. The first fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. So being a wise person, you don't have to be a know-you-all. Just walk in wisdom, walk in love and peace by humbling yourself. We all must humble ourselves. So a person who has wisdom have a godly conversation, a good conversation. It shows meekness. It shows humbleness. Nice strife in their heart and soul and spirit and mind. We hear that today. We hear people who are supposed to be in leadership roles speak down on their own party, speak when they're down in their own country, their own person of faith, or of another race. You hear people speaking, and they're supposed to be people of power, people who are supposed to make decisions for us in the political arena, on the earthly arena, in the worldly arena. So that's why it's important. They seek first wisdom come from God. So you seek His face, His love, His peace and joy. He will direct your steps. Because a person who, without wisdom, who thinks they have wisdom, you see bitter, evil, strife in their heart. So let's operate first in love and try to show that love as much as possible. The people who think in heaven, who like the right to have a gun, I think it's interesting. Everybody had the right to have a Bible. Everybody had the right to praise and worship God, seek the kingdom of God with all their heart, soul, spirit, and mind. But how do a weapon take place over a gun? How can you take prayer out of schools but then say guns should be in school or in the government? Interesting. So we have to change the way we see things. How can you say you have love, but you want to cut? every program that's going to bless God's people. Because you, if it's not going to make you no money personally, for your own personal back pocket, pocketbook, bank account, you don't care if it don't bless, if you're taking something that's not, it's going to bless somebody else. Because you don't care if those twos and those assistants going to bless them to be able to be entrepreneurs or have a business and whatever it may be, if we're dealing with the tax system or whatever. We have to think about everything we do to change how we live life. For operating in wisdom. So I would suggest to everybody to take a notebook or a pad or notebook paper. Just jot that for your own personal self. What does living wisely mean to you? What God love mean to you? And how, what step are you willing to implement that reflect your love towards God and his people and towards yourself that will show that you are willing to live wisely? What steps you want to make to bring that to pass in some form or fashion? Some might not be shown out with. It may first be something you're dealing with. It can be small stuff. Ain't saying you had everything going to change overnight, but you're willing in some form or fashion to cut back. Let's say you're a person who love coffee, but you know if too much coffee make you feel jibble, but you feel that you need coffee or whatever it may do to you. So instead of you drinking a cup of coffee a day or a cup of coffee a day, you limit it down. So maybe say to take minus one cup that you would usually have during that day. And then during the course of the week, you would see you have less coffee. If you're a person who likes chocolate, like I did, instead of have to have a piece of chocolate or a couple pieces of chocolate during the course of a week, maybe you narrow it down for you know you're not having maybe no coffee during the week, coffee or chocolate or whatever it is that you feel that you must have. Or maybe the type of music you listen to. Maybe you increase how much gospel music you listen to and maybe limit some of the secular music. Let's say you have to have none, but limit how much. And then if you choose to listen to secular music, think about what type of music you want to see. If you're going to see music going to edify you, going to lift you up in your community, or the music is going to tear you apart. So think about those things that you would like to do to make life better for you. So if we make those step-by-step decisions how to live wisely, we will grow and grow more wisely. But first step, I would say, is seeking the kingdom of God while your heart, soul, spirit, and mind, and believe that he is God. The only way you can seek him, you must believe there's a God. Then you believe there's a God, then you will seek the truth. When you seek the truth, you will see that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the light, that no one comes to the Father but through Jesus Christ. And as you meditate on him and ask him who he is and just meditate on things he wants you to do and then write it out. And then just don't, you know, just say, you know, just try every day to implement that step in your day. We'll be discussing more and more detail and breaking it down, ways of living wisely in order a life changing, a life of changes, a life that reflects his wisdom, his love in your life. So as we end this program for today, I hope the program edify y'all, lift you up, make a difference in your life. I'm Kim Williams from Love Truth Ministry. Thanks for joining me today. And just remember, if you're looking, if you're African, African-American business person looking for opportunity to get your information out there to people about the type of businesses or service you offer or background. You could be an engineer. You could be a manufacturing company, home-based business, MLM, or any type of corporation business. But you are African, African-American owned. We'd love to have you part of the paper as doing an editorial in there or advertise. And please, those who are interested in subscribing, contact us at 252-406-0774. My name is Kim Williams, and that's Cynthia Jahi also of Movements Unlimited. And I'm Kim Williams of Love, Truth, and Purpose Driven Travel. One, we will get you in contact and get you, send you some information for you to come a part of the National Black Unity newspaper. Also, you can email me at lovetruth.wims88@gmail.com. lovetruth.wims88@gmail.com. Y'all have a blessed day in Jesus' name. Live wisely. Let's keep these folks down in Texas up in our prayers. In Jesus' name, goodbye.